The nation's big conversations now. ANMI's Political Affairs Division and Gender Affairs Unit are organizing an orientation workshop on women, peace and security and gender equality for new appointees and officials of the National Elections Commission, the National Constitution Review Commission and the Political Parties Council. Well, the workshop will be held on the 17th and 18th of April in Juba, technically tomorrow, and it aims to transfer knowledge and skill sets in gender analysis and mainstreaming and women, peace and security priorities. And to discuss more about this or deliberate on specific roles of the NEC, NCRC and the PPC in supporting women's full, equal and meaningful participation in the transition phase of the RSS in South Sudan, involving permanent constitution making and electoral processes, among other goals. They're joining me in the studio. We have Martha Nyalam Chatim, Associate Political Affairs Officer, and Mwinga Chelo, Gender Affairs Officer. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Right, so I'll start with you, Mwinga. What is gender equality in the context of the NCRC, the NEC, which is the National Elections Commission, and the PPC?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Irene, and good morning, listeners. And we are very happy to be here today. Mm-hmm. I think let me start off by defining what gender is. I think there's a lot of confusion out there as to what gender is when we talk of gender equality in that context. So gender equality is basically the idea that when people have to access opportunities and resources, we don't have to look at whether they are man or they are woman. I know there's a lot of conversations regarding the binality, the binariness of this particular idea of man and woman out there. But I think for purposes of definition in the UN system, we use either somebody identifies as a man or a woman. So they are born that way. And what we are trying to do when we talk of gender equality is to say, look, when there's opportunities to access resources, as well as opportunities like education, business and all those things, we don't have to look at somebody's, sex, in other words, to give them that opportunity. Mm. So that is when the gender equality dimension comes in.
Right.
With regard to the NCRC, I think as a constitution-making body, it's very important to give the people of South Sudan an opportunity to contribute to their, to the constitution, because that is their constitution. And what we are trying to do now, tomorrow, is to say what are the benchmarks that we need to look out for in terms of making sure that everybody participates irrespective of their sex. Okay, so there could be things that are underlying that the NCRC might be aware of, mm-hmm. that we have analyzed as a gender affairs unit in South Sudan as issues, some of which could be underpinned by cultural practices which discourage, a certain section of society from participating, in these processes. So
right.
we would like to share that with the NCRC.
Okay.
The NEC is managing the upcoming election. And what are some of the issues that they'll need to, to address with respect to gender equality to ensure a level playing field, as it were, the obvious cliche of, level playing field. Now, level playing field, one, there's the men and the women. How do they participate equally? And then intra-party, inside the party, what are some of the things that need to be in place? And that's where the PPC comes in, to ensure that there are several standards that are applicable internationally are also going to, to be applied in terms of party registration and in terms of intra-party democracy to ensure that both men and women participate equally. That, in our sense as gender, then that is what will define what we call gender equality.
Mm-hmm.
So let me again reemphasize the point of gender equality, that it's not sex equality, meaning mm-hmm. men and women, can be treated as, biologically equivalent. No, it's about, how society is structured and how society's opportunities and resources are shared
right.
Between men and women in mm-hmm. an equal manner.
Okay.
Thank you
so much, Mwinga, for elaborately speaking about that. Now, Martha, what is the role of, what role is ANMIS playing in this workshop?
Thank you, Irene. As you know, ANMIS is a great partner in the implementation of this peace agreement and has been playing a crucial role in engaging the mechanisms on several aspects of the implementation of their mandates. And specifically for this workshop, the role of the UNMISS is just to plan, convene, and facilitate the workshop.
Mm.
And really, the discussion, the conversations will be among subject matter experts and members of the different commissions. So the UNMISS just steps in to facilitate and provide whatever is necessary to make sure that the workshop is successful.
Right. So why is this workshop important for the institutions involved?
The main reason of this workshop is to enhance the knowledge of the recently appointed members of the mechanisms, that is the National Constitutional Review Commission, the National Elections Commission, and the Political Parties Council. And these are issues on the aspects of inclusion and participation in line with South Sudan's commitment to upholding international human rights standards, with a specific focus on the promotion of rights of women, refugees, persons living with disability, and basically other marginalized groups.
Mm.
And given the pivotal role of these mechanisms during this transition, leading up to the elections and the formation of new government, we thought it was imperative that these representatives from all these mechanisms are well prepared to ensure gender equality in political, electoral, and governance processes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you, Martha. Mwinga, regarding women, peace, and security, can you just explain to us why this is important for these institutions?
Okay, thank you again, Irene, and thank you for the opportunity once more. First of all, let me just mention the whole concept of women, peace, and security. Excuse me.
Mm.
So in 2000, the Security Council sat down and said, look, we have been doing peacekeeping from as far back as we can remember, but we have not specifically addressed gender and women issues in peacekeeping operations. So in 2000, they sat down and developed this Resolution 1325, which basically is the foundation resolution for the whole concept of women, peace, and security.
Mm.
So in that resolution has got four pillars, which is basically participation, protection, prevention, relief, and recovery. Now, for the purposes of this workshop, I think we'll look at three of these pillars, which is basically participation, protection, and prevention. In the case of the NCRC, for instance, the three pillars might not apply across all the three institutions, but for sure we know that participation is certainly applies across all the three institutions. For instance, in the NCRC, as they are doing their consultations for the constitution making process, obviously they have to have people that participate, and
right.
specifically women. They have to make that consideration that the document must come out with views of everybody. Okay, that is where participation comes in.
Mm.
For the National Elections Commission, the same thing. When they start, civic education and all those processes, they have to ensure that there's equal participation of everybody. And then where they see that probably the women are not coming forth, they have to make those special arrangements for the women to come through, in terms of participation. The same with the PPC.
Hmm.
Okay, as they do in party registration, we will expect that they will also take the issue of women participation into consideration for the intra-party, processes.
Mm.
They are the pen holder in a way, or rather, they are the custodians of the act that is going to implement political party, registration. So certainly they will apply the law to the extent that they will expect several South Sudanese, to participate, including the women.
Right.
So that's the whole concept of women, peace, and security.
Okay. Martha and Mwinga, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Martha, what would a successful workshop look like after the 2 days?
Well, we expect that at the end of the workshop, we'll have the participants well equipped with the knowledge and tools to enable them engender the political processes that they're all involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And we also would like to see that the outcome of this workshop leads to the promotion of advancement of gender equality in the realm of peace and security within the country.
Mm, right. Thank you, Martha. Winga, finally, what is your final remark?
Well, my final remark is just that let us meet tomorrow. Let us share knowledge. There's a lot that you can learn also from South Sudan. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened in the world where we are going into an election in December 2024, and South Sudan doesn't have to start from the right at the basics. I mean, there's already that a lot can be learned from.
Right.
And the whole idea of women participation is very, very important in this particular context, because then that is how we are going to set up a very firm foundation for
That's
what
right.
is coming down the road.
Yeah. Mwinga Chelo and Martha Nyalam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.